Good morning, Colorado. You're listening to the Daily Sun Up with a Colorado Sun. It's Friday, May 26th. Today, we're talking to Colorado Sun editor Larry Rickman about the Colorado Sun's first Sunfest. Before we start, a quick message. Attention marketers, how do you make customers believe in your product? How do you achieve featured snippets or make the most of ChatGPT? The experts at Pinterest, HubSpot, Reddit, and more will be at Digital Summit Denver, June 27th to 28th, to give you the tools you need to transform your marketing. Register at digitalsummit.com/passes and use code CS250 for $250 off. Again, that's code CS250 for $250 off. Now, let's go back in time with some Colorado history. In the words of the Denver Post, quote, "Right down 5:04 and 40 seconds a.m. Saturday, May 26th, 1934, as a moment in railroad history. With the snap of a tape stretched across the tracks at Denver's Union Station, which stopped a ceremonial clock at that exact time, a technological marvel set out to transform rail travel with a record-breaking sprint across the Great Plains. The Burlington route built tracks across the prairies to Denver in the early 1880s. In the 1930s, it experimented with high-speed travel between several major American cities and produced a stainless steel train known as the Zephyr. The first Zephyr made its trial dawn-to-dusk run from Denver to Chicago in May 1934. Spectators old enough to remember wagon travel across the plains marveled at the Silver Streak. The non-stop train, traveling an average of 78 miles per hour, arrived in Chicago a few minutes past 13 hours after it had left Denver, just over 1,000 miles away. The Burlington route eventually ran more than a dozen Zephyrs, including ones linking Denver with Chicago and Houston and the luxurious California Zephyr that traversed the Colorado Rockies. The decline of passenger rail service as a result of air and automobile travel sealed the Zephyr's fate, and their service ended in the 1970s. Next, our feature story.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Daily Sun Up podcast. Happy Friday. My name is Christina Pritchett, and I'm the Marketing and Events Specialist here at The Sun. I'm so excited to be back here and have another special episode with you all talking about something I'm super excited to talk about with Larry Rickman, Colorado Sun editor. And I honestly think all of you will be one of the first to hear about this. So, hi, Larry. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Hey, good morning, Christina. Thank you.
So, I know this has been kind of a long time coming for us, and I'm really excited to tell everyone what we're here to chat about, but I wanted to see if you wanted to do the honors first.
Oh, thank you. It is my honor. So, you know, the Colorado Sun, we launched the Colorado Sun almost 5 years ago. We launched in September of 2018. And one of the things that we have thought about for the past 5 years was having a big opportunity to convene important conversations and to have an opportunity for Coloradans of all political persuasions and experiences to come together and talk about things in a way that could leave them feeling like they learned something and had some fun. And you know, the pandemic came along and that made it difficult for us to have in-person events, of course. But you know, we never gave up on the idea. And finally, this year, in September, we're going to have the very first Colorado Sun Festival. And we are just super excited about it. And I'll let you tell a little bit more about the details.
Yeah. So we've been talking about this for months. So I'm excited that the pieces are falling into place. It's going to be September 29th at the Auraria Higher Education Center in the Tivoli. So if you know where Metropolitan State University is, University of Colorado Denver, and the Community College of Denver, it's on their campus, so really great location. And we're going to have so many great discussions. I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, again, we have four basic channels in this event, so there should be something for everybody there. For political junkies, we're going to have top political leaders. And we'll have our politics team there. And Colorado Sun, it's an opportunity to meet Colorado Sun journalists and our entire team, and to be able to hear directly from newsmakers, you know, people from the governor to legislative leaders to, you know, who knows who all will show up. But we think we're going to have a great time. We're going to be able to talk about the things that we all care about, you know, the environment, climate, health issues. We have so many things to talk about. And, you know, the theme this year that we picked is for a better Colorado. And, you know, the Colorado Sun is a nonpartisan public benefit corporation, right? We don't tell people how to think. We don't pick winners and losers. We don't endorse candidates or, you know, tell people how to vote. You know, our role is, first of all, we can all agree that, you know, yay Colorado, right? We want the best Colorado that we can possibly have. And I don't know exactly what that looks like. And, you know, you and I might even disagree what the best Colorado looks like, but this is an opportunity for us to bring together people to talk about that and to hear their good ideas and maybe even to, you know, hear people we disagree with, and maybe they've got a good idea for something. So, you know, the whole concept, the organizing concept is a better Colorado. And again, viewed through the lens of these different channels of, you know, politics and the environment and water and, you know, other things. So I think it's going to be really an exciting opportunity to bring together hundreds of people to hear from folks and to ask questions in person. I think it's just going to be a lot of fun. I'm super excited. We've had a lot of fun over the past couple of years with the pandemic doing virtual events, you know, thanks to you and to others. But it's just going to be so nice to be in person again and to meet people. I know in the past when we've had in-person events at the Sun, people were excited to meet Eric Lubers and mm-hmm. Annika and other members of our team who are frequent writers of some of our newsletters. And it's just going to be a lot of fun to meet the entire team. And again, September, coincidentally, happens to be the month of our anniversary. So mm-hmm. it's our 5-year anniversary, and just hoping that people will come out and help us celebrate and, you know, have a day where they can be entertained, be able to learn some things, be able to contribute to conversations. And I think it's just going to be a great event.
Yeah. And I think you touched on this a little bit, but because there's such a variety of topics, I think people of all ages, no matter where you live in the state, I think there is something for everyone at this. And from the politics to the outdoors, we have a section about community voices that could include authors and just business owners in the community. So I think there's so many different things for everyone that it just will really be a big draw for our state.
Yeah, I mean, Colorado is just such a diverse state in so many ways. I mean, politically and lots of ways. And we just hope to bring together a very broad cross-section of our state. And it's an old saying, but, you know, we really are stronger together. And here's an opportunity for us all to come together and say, look, we may not agree on a lot of things. You know, we might be Republicans or Democrats or unaffiliated or whatever it is, but we can at least all agree that Colorado should be the best place that it could possibly be. And let's get together and talk about in these different ways, looking at the outdoors, you know, the outdoors industry, and, you know, whether you're a skier or a mountain biker or a kayaker or just like to get out and hike or just look at the fall leaves or whatever. And, you know, we all, you know, many of us, most of us, I think, care about the great outdoors here in Colorado. Here's an opportunity for us to talk about how do we, you know, preserve and protect this, you know, incredible natural resource that we have, the beauty of our land, the environment, the water we drink and that we play in and all of those things. You know, how can we do it while, you know, also acknowledging that, you know, there's a multi-billion dollar outdoors industry in this state. So I think there's a lot to dig into and a lot to talk about. And I think it's just going to be a really engaging day. I mean, to me, it's one of the things we are a public benefit corporation at the Colorado Sun. And, you know, part of our mission is to convene conversations, to bring people together, you know, and not in a way that people are shouting at each other as so often happens, you know, online with Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is. It's, you know, really, we view, you know, our role as being able to bring people together to have conversations that help us understand what it means to live and play and work in Colorado. And again, at least let's find one thing we can agree on. Let's make Colorado the best place that it can be. And we go from there. And I think that there could be a lot of stimulating conversations around that.
Oh, I agree. I'm definitely looking forward to it and just meeting a lot of our listeners, our readers, our members, and just all being together for a really fun, exciting day.
Yeah, I understand there might even be a brewery in the Tivoli. Yeah.
Yes.
Just going to say, you know, at the end of the day, when we've had all of our conversations, you might find a staff member or two or 20 somewhere in the vicinity of a brewery.
I definitely think that is in our future. We all do live in Colorado, you know, that's one of our favorite things to do. So I definitely could see that happening afterwards. Well, thank you so much. Registration for SunFest 2023 is going to be available at coloradosun.com/sunfest. You can sign up for announcements, including speakers, sessions, and much more. So head on over there to check it out. But
and by the way, I think it's important to note, I mean, we are hoping to have, again, a very broad section of Coloradans. Of course, we hope everybody in Colorado wants to be a member of the Colorado Sun and, you know, subscribes to our newsletters and whatnot. But this isn't limited just to members. Of course, members, you know, will get a special price. And, you know, we love our Colorado Sun members. You know, we can't do any of this work without the support of our members. And we're so appreciative of that. And again, you'll be learning more about the details of the event as we get closer. And, you know, we'll be naming names and giving you further details. But in the meantime, again, if you aren't already a Colorado Sun member, it's super easy. You can go to coloradosun.com, join, and become a member. And there will be special member pricing. And again, we're just thrilled to do this. And, you know, frankly, you do this for the people of Colorado. This is a place and time, you know, one day in September where we can all talk about these important issues. And as I say, you know, it's not going to all be spinach, right? It's all, even though I love spinach, it's going to be fun too. We're going to have some fun conversations and learn some things and hopefully advance some conversations that we can continue even beyond the event.
Yes, for sure. And I think it is important to note, yes, there are member prices. And I think just for all of our readers and members, all of these events couldn't happen without all of them. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. So thank you.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited that we got this out there. And I hope to see a bunch of you listening in September.
Oh, thank you, Christina. This was fun. And I'm glad we could break a little news here on the day.
Yes, me too. Well, thank you so much, everyone. I hope you have a great day and a great holiday weekend.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You can read more at coloradosun.com. Finally, here are a few stories that you should know about today. High elevation roads across the Colorado mountains are open in time for the Memorial Day weekend crowds. It's taken weeks to cut a swath through the snow, and plow crews across the state have cleared not just this winter's snow, but recent accumulation from spring storms. There were 12-foot snowdrifts along Trail Ridge Road in Rocky Mountain National Park. On Independence Pass, between Aspen and Twin Lakes, teams used explosives to reduce avalanche danger before road crews began their work. The Mount Evans Highway to the 14,265-foot summit west of Denver is opening Friday. The 6,500-seat First Bank Center in Broomfield is closing and likely will be demolished next year. The 16-year-old city-owned venue was built to jumpstart development near the busy Wadsworth Boulevard and US 36 intersection. But it is heavily in debt and never broke even for Broomfield, which decided to put the facility to rest. The arena costs more than $1 million a year to maintain and needs nearly $6 million in renovations. The center was built for $45 million, but by the time the bonds are paid off in 2029, it will have cost $135 million. A New York woman has been indicted for making threats against Denver-area LGBTQ businesses in the days after five people were killed at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs. Sharon Robinson appeared in federal court in Brooklyn this week and is accused of calling at least four businesses and making threats, including, quote, "You're going to be shot up like Club Q," and, quote, "I'm going to go over there and shoot you all." A grand jury found that Robinson targeted the businesses because of their actual and perceived sexual orientation. She was released on $50,000 bond and will be prosecuted in Colorado federal court. For more information on all of these stories, visit our website, coloradosun.com. And don't forget to tune in again next time. Before we go, we encourage you to check out a new podcast from our friends at KUNC called The Colorado Dream. Here's a sneak peek.
The new season of The Colorado Dream explores the Black immigrant experience in Aurora. It's told through the eyes of one African woman.
I would sit on the beach and just daydream about coming to America.
And the city of Aurora that's working to become an inclusive home for all.
In the last 20 years, we have a new face of the city.
I'm Stephanie Daniel. Join me for The Colorado Dream, Newcomers Welcome. You can find the series at KUNC.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, a quick message from our editor.
I'm Larry Rickman, editor and co-founder of The Colorado Sun. The Sun is a public benefit corporation, and we rely on the support of listeners and readers like you to produce the nonpartisan, in-depth news that Colorado needs and deserves. Please consider becoming a Sun member for just $5 a month. Learn more at coloradosun.com. Thanks.